And Delawan from the CFNR Newsroom, I'm Sabrina Spencer. A new season of Ocean Warriors Mission Ready is premiering January 8th on APTN, following Indigenous-led search and rescue teams working along British Columbia's rugged coastline. Season 2 features the Coastal Nations Coast Guard Auxiliary in several communities, including Kwatsanot, Nisga, and the Gekatla Nation. Today, we will be focusing on stories from Nisga and Gekatla Nation. Joining us is Steve Sweethill, producer and director of Ocean Warriors Mission Ready, an award-winning filmmaker from the Penatlach tribe.
My name is Steve Sweethill, and I am the producer and director of Ocean Warriors Season 2.
Season 2 highlights the Gekatla and Nisga Coastal Nations Coast Guard Auxiliary. Why was it important for you to focus on these two nations in the season?
Well, those two nations we hadn't highlighted before. You know, in Season 1, we were starting off with a very new service with the TNCGA. So Season 2 was an expansion of that because they seemed to be adding more nations on each year. So they were new at the time, and we thought it was important to head up to Northern BC and highlight those nations the best we could. It was quite exciting being in the Nisga territory. It's my first visit up there, and I can't see the rest for my crew, but it was, for me, it was quite exciting and exceptional. And of course, going to Gekatla, which is about an hour and a half boat ride out of Prince Rupert. It was pretty wild just getting there. It was in the middle of an archipelago. I can't even pronounce that. But it's multiple islands out off the coast of Prince Rupert, and it was incredible.
What makes the waters and rescue conditions in Gekatla territory unique or especially challenging compared to other parts of the coast?
Well, you know, Gekatla territory is stunning. And like I said, that's the first time I've been out there. And, you know, I think it was important to highlight a community that probably doesn't get a lot of publicity, but, you know, just getting to know the people and the leadership and their elders and their culture and way of life was really exciting. So, you know, a small community, but enough to where, you know, it's one big happy family over there. They really get along with each other. And we found, you know, we were welcome with open arms for the week plus that we stayed there in a stunning territory of British Columbia. Like, I don't think I've been in a place. I went harvesting with the elders, obviously with my camera crews, and I just couldn't believe how pristine the water was, you know, compared to down in these areas that are much more busy with tankers and boats and whatnot. There's just, it was just so clear and clean, and that was one of the first things I noticed when we were out doing some seaweed harvesting.
In the Nisga episode, we see how local knowledge of tides, weather, and territory play a critical role in rescues. How does traditional knowledge strengthen search and rescue work?
Well, you know, that is one of the basis of the development of the CNCGA, is that many times in the past there's been rescues up and down British Columbia's coast where the Coast Guard, you know, of course doing great work, are usually not within the vicinity and not there quick enough. So, you know, having the development of the CNCGA in those particular areas is really important. First of all, to be able to respond and know exactly where these places are when there's calls for action or calls for a rescue through traditional knowledge. And knowing where places are and certain place names in their indigenous language is really important. And, you know, they know these waterways like the back of their hand. So to have that is really beneficial to any rescue situation. And that carries on through not just in that area, but all of the locations in which we filmed.
Many Gekatla episodes also highlight culture, language, and youth learning alongside rescue missions. Why was it important to include these moments?
Well, without question, the importance of having youth language and elders and cultures, that's who we are. I mean, I'm First Nations. I'm from the Penalika tribe. I understand that. And to be able to highlight something different than where I'm from and to learn and continue to learn. And, you know, really, it's a beautiful culture. And that's something that I took great pride in ensuring and working with the elders and, you know, interviewing them and listening to them speak their language. And, of course, having to translate that for the Nisga version, which was really exciting. So I think it was a learning experience, not only for myself, but for my crew. And to be able to share that with the rest of the country, I think is advantageous to everybody.
The Nisga Nation has a strong history of resilience and self-determination. How does that show up in their Coast Guard Auxiliary teams?
Oh, yes, I totally agree. They're natural leaders. I mean, they do have their own, you know, agreement in terms of governance, and they've proven that for years, for generations. So, you know, in terms of seeing them on camera and delivering and reacting to moments in which they're called in for a rescue, I think it's pretty clear that they're leaders in itself in their own right. And to be able to travel that territory and talk to the leaders and talk to some of the elders, I think you can clearly see that this is a well-established nation that knows where they're going, knows what they need, and they're really working hard to develop their youth into future leaders. It was quite fascinating to witness.
What stood out to you personally while filming the Gigatla Coast Guard Auxiliary?
I think right off the bat is how harmonious they are. They are just one big family, and they all watch out for each other. I mean, they're out in the, I don't want to say in the middle of nowhere, because that's the territory that they know, but to an outsider, that's what it kind of feels like. But they are sustaining themselves in a beautiful way, and they have an amazing history, which, like I said, a lot of the people shared with me out there that I just didn't know. So just to be able to sit there and listen and be able to capture some of that for the show was really exciting. And the beauty of their territory, I just had no idea it was as beautiful and stunning as it was.
Is there anything else you would like to share or add at all today?
Yeah, season 2 has 2 versions. There's an English version, and then there's a Nisga version. So it was great working with the elders of the Nisga territory in terms of translating the show from English to Nisga. So that's really an amazing approach that we take in terms of delivering that in the most accurate way. So for our crew and our producers to enable to make that happen, you know, was a real honor for us.
Finally, when and where can people tune in to watch Ocean Warriors Mission Ready Season 2?
That's coming up this Thursday. I think it's January 8th. I mean, check your local listings because they vary from place to place. But it won't be hard to find, but it will be on APTN on Thursday, this Thursday, January 8th. And then a year from now, it comes out on Czech TV on Vancouver Island.
That was the producer and director of Ocean Warriors Mission Ready, speaking with CFNR about Season 2 and the work of the Coastal Nation Coast Guard Auxiliary. While the series features several nations along the coast, today we focused on the Nisga'at Nation and the Gigatla Nation, whose search and rescue teams protect waters familiar to many CFNR listeners. Ocean Warriors Mission Ready premieres January 8th on APTN. For CFNR News, I'm Sabrina Spencer.